You're listening to Culture My Pop, the show that's stupidly sophisticated.
What's 9 plus 10?
21.
You stupid.
On thethingsdezsays.net, also on iTunes.
Happy Saturday to your ass. How are you, Fress?
I'm doing A-okay. How are you?
I'm okay. I feel pretty great, actually.
Of course you do.
It is Saturday. It is the weekend. To quote one Robert Kelly, I'm about to have me some fun.
Indeed.
And I hope you are too. But first, you have to listen to this podcast because you downloaded it.
Well, you know, you could save it for another day, but I suggest you listen now.
I suggest you do. You might as well. You have it.
You're here now.
You're here.
We're here.
It's going to be that awkward thing where you have to, like, leave, and then it's like, all right, I'll see you later, I guess. Do you want to take some, like, munchies with you? And you're like, nah. And then you come back later and...
Raccoons eating all your food.
Yeah, a Russian raccoon. The Russian raccoon returns.
The Russian raccoon.
Yes, I will eat all of your food.
Including the baby food.
Especially the banana one. That is my favorite. The banana baby food.
Wow, the banana one, eh? He's a health conscious raccoon. Now?
The baby. It's the baby. He's returning.
Oh, look! What the heck?
That's,
It's the Man. Baby doctor.
I guess. From listen.
I don't scare any baby, no. That little bit coming in there. Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, that was good. We need a Halloween version like you pointed out for the Halloween
show.
Yes,
we will be doing a Halloween show.
I'm excited.
Where we will tell you a whole bunch of scary things. Well, not scary things, depending on your threshold for scarifying. I don't know.
We had the music up for too long.
Indeed.
Dez
is drinking Pepsi, by the way, so if you hear...
Actually, I just finished it.
Oh, there you go. Look, we're honest with our listeners. We tell them when we're eating and drinking things.
We don't lie.
We don't lie.
We'll be totally honest with you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Culture Mind Pop. Last week's show was great. I don't think we're going to be able to top last week's show.
No. It's kind of difficult to top last. We will try.
We will do our best, but I cannot guarantee. However, next week is going to be a little bit different.
I'm off for the week.
Fress, taking a week off. All I'm going to say is, next week's show, you're going to hear it, but it might require a lot of editing.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
No, I better get the unedited version just for my own personal amusement.
I will make sure that this happens.
Also, if you're looking forward to Dez's birthday show for next year, you might get a sneak peek.
Okay. That is also a possibility. I don't know if I'm going to do a birthday show. I don't want to work on my birthday.
I want you to work on your birthday just because so I can laugh at you.
The destruction that will occur of my character.
The rise and fall of Dez.
All in one night?
Yeah, all in one night.
Like, he was great, and then he fell from grace.
We're gonna have a three disc set. We're gonna have a one disc set on the rise and fall of Dez Delgadillo.
And he ended his career
at the beginning of January 2014. He launched a new show. Culture My Pop was born.
Why is Twitter Face narrating it?
Who better?
That's true, actually.
On the first show, in the first couple of months, he had such notable guests as Adil Ray, the creator of Citizen Khan, Scott Mosier, Laura Sagers. And then it went downhill from there.
And then they started inventing guests because nobody wanted to be on the show.
Yes, we were asked to come into the studio and just pretend to be lawyers. Yes, 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 we just...
And also to pretend to be racist. We're not actually racist.
No, no, no.
And I was asked to join in just because I'm old.
I don't know what's going on. I just came here because... I needed company.
I just wanted the company. I'm lonely.
I'm so alone. I'm going to die soon.
And then there's me. who just comes in when I feel like disrupting a show.
It's been here a while. You guys should be making a bigger deal of the fact that I'm here.
Then later on in the year, Dez goes on a drinking spree and leaves everything to Faraz, who gets really frustrated. It's kind of frustrating waiting for Dez sometimes. He says he's going to be here at a certain time. And then he's not, and it's, you know.
I'm doing the trailer music.
Yeah.
This is like from Inception. And Leonardo DiCaprio's thinking about stuff. He's like, what should we do now about this dream? I should go make a movie about a gun girl.
And I still won't win. I still won't win an Academy Award, no matter how good my performance is.
That's, yeah.
True. Right,
we should finish this trailer. What happens next?
Dez is found in Las Vegas on his 21st birthday and decides he wants to record a birthday show.
We gotta do this birthday show.
Dez, are you sure? I'm not sure whether we should do a birthday show.
Nah, we're gonna do a fucking birthday show.
Also, it's a Michael Bay movie, so there's like random explosions and shit.
Yeah. Random car chasing where we're trying to chase you and trying to keep you from doing something stupid.
There's Metallica songs that we paid too much money to have.
Yeah, see, that's where the scummy director comes in.
Dude, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna pay a shitload of royalties to Metallica, get some Lupe Fiasco on there just so, you know, the kids who love hip hop will be happy.
Yeah, man, we gotta reach the urban demographic, you know what I mean? Like, do we need to get those urban guys in there?
Yeah, because you know those kids from the hood, they love Dez, they love him, but they just feel disconnected if you play too much rock.
They don't know how to play guitars and shit. They just know how to flow.
You know, they can't even afford a guitar. They just use their minds and you know, they embrace the hip-hop.
You said they just use their minds. I don't know why that was so funny, but it was.
Oh, yeah. That's what we does.
By the end of his Vegas trip, Dez is found eating his sorrows away at the Krispy Kreme donuts located in the Circus Hotel lobby.
The rumors are Dez tried to break into Gordon Ramsay's restaurant at Caesar's Palace, but they didn't serve nachos, so Dez left in a huff.
Gordon Ramsay disappointed me, and I told him so in a very profane, filled rant. God damn it, Ramsay! God damn it! You can't do anything right! You can't even take corn tortillas and fry them and put them into little chip parts and then put beans and cheese sauce and stuff over them. You're a fucking failure as a gourmet chef, Gordon Ramsay. You should go to hell for your not nacho-producing ways!
Dez calls the police and accuses himself of eating his own nachos.
And then Gordon Ramsay cries because he realizes what a failure he is. And he says, I was mean to all these people, but I was only mean to them because I didn't want to be mean to
myself. Know how to make a nacho. I have 14 Michelin stars, but I just can't make a nacho.
I don't know. I don't know how to make a nacho for us. I can't do it. I can't make it a nacho.
And then he'll just tell me to piss off.
Piss off for us.
he'll find some bimbo to insult and forget all about what we were talking about.
It would depend though. Like if it was like the European version, he'd just be like, you fucking bimbo. Yeah. But if it was the American version, he'd be like, he'd be like, you bimbo.
Yeah, exactly.
Bimbo. Hate you. You're such a right. And I'd be like, dude, I want my nachos. Where the are my
I'll
nachos?
I'll be trying to pull you back. Dez, easy, Dez, come on now. Let's go.
I got way too into that yeah. bit.
And this is what could happen if you sponsor West Coast Whispy.
This is what in fact could be live and in person. We might hurt someone.
Painting ourselves.
Someone's probably going to end up hurt. I do want hashtag West Coast Whispy to be a thing, man. And we're working on the logistics of it. And by that, I mean, I'm talking to my 15-year-old sister about how we can go about.
Who might be on the show in a couple of weeks.
Who might be on the program soon.
But also,
yes.
If people want to learn more about us and, you know, who we are, they can go to thingsdezsays.net. But while they're there.
Things, they, what can they do?
They click on the thing that says, click here!
Click here!
And then you click, and then you wait a few seconds while the internet does its magic. And then what happens?
And then it takes you to the Amazon.com that you know and love.
Yeah! Now,
and then if you're inspired by Dez's, you know, documentary and want to learn more about this Gordon Ramsay that we're talking about, why don't you buy one of his cookery books? Or buy buy Hell's Kitchen Uncensored on DVD. Which you can do, you know, if you're bored of the American version, which has all the beeps in it, buy the uncensored version.
Oh, it's all the censors and censorship is so terrible. I can't.
Exactly.
Oh, I can't handle that, man.
Although, you know, sometimes the censoring is really bad because you know what word they're using. Like, they missed a beep just by 1 second.
Yeah, it's like, Fruz,
This is why a lot of shows stop doing that, and it's kind of have a second, 7 second delay.
Yeah, they just drop it out now. I think it sounds awkward. I prefer the beep.
So do I.
I think it's great. But yes, this documentary is coming soon. Hopefully directed by Morgan Spurlock.
I think. I want to get Morgan Freeman to narrate it.
Oh my god!
Rather than Twitter Face, although Twitter Face will probably take over anyway.
Twitter Face versus Morgan Freeman in a narration off. That's coming soon.
Coming soon.
Don't let us forget.
All these ideas.
We are idea masters. Thing is, like,
why doesn't anyone give us money to make a movie?
Right? God damn it. God damn it. Movie Studios of America. What the hell is wrong with you? I beseech you. Gordon Ramsay's back. What the is wrong with you? Why won't you give these men money to make a movie? They're going to make some great movies, and they're going to win the hearts of boys and girls all over America. God damn it.
And if you don't make us a movie, get out.
Yeah, get the out of my restaurant / movie / Pilates studio. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Neither do I. By the way, did you know there's a Hell's Kitchen in California?
Like a city or?
No, the restaurant.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
Hmm.
Is it like Hell's Kitchen New York?
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's spelled
But there's a restaurant. I don't know if... I think Gordon Ramsay owns something, a part of it, but there is one there. Maybe you should go and check it out.
I will. I will see if the food tastes like sorrow and shame.
And anger.
And disappointment.
And disappointment. That's just Gordon Ramsay. He's just disappointed in everybody.
Yeah, that is a key ingredient, is disappointment.
Do
you think, like, Gordon Ramsay has such... Like, he's always so upset... Do you feel like he has, like, certain situations where he's strangely, like, pleasant? Like at the DMV,
He does MasterChef Junior.
Is he nice there?
Yes, he has to be with the kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that would be great if he was mean to the kids.
I want that, but that will never happen.
I would love that so much.
That would be the best show on TV.
God damn it, Junior. What the fuck? Yeah, stop skipping around and playing on your Nintendo DS and start learning to make a tortellini, all right? I demand...
Stop playing with the matches and flambe!
What do kids play with these days? Hey, get off the Angry Birds, all right? And make me a souffle, damn it. That's how I will yell at my child when I have one. I tell my 5-year-old to make me a souffle.
Awesome.
I'm a terrible parent.
Can you tell we're big Gordon Ramsay fans on this show? Well, I am anyway.
He's a great human being. Fraz likes him more, I think. But I think he's
a big fan.
I think he's found a life that is good.
I think Gordon and I are kindred because we're both angry.
You're both very angry, man. You should have a Gordon Ramsay like show.
Should.
Except you're teaching people how to like plug things on Amazon. And so you're just like, you're not, how dare you? You can piss off. You're not plugging the affiliate link properly.
I teach people how to turn the interface down.
You're
bumping the microphone.
You need to turn the topmost knob, not the bottom knob. you toffee nosed
toffee nosed corduroy wearing twat.
Yes.
Or you ignorant tosspot. I like which is another one of my favorites.
Yes, you tosspot. Oh, Christ.
This is how we start the show.
This is how we do it.
Indeed.
On Friday night.
A few good stories today.
We do. So, Fraz sent me a couple things. I've barely looked at them.
Do you think we should start with our friend Wasalam and Jayco?
Okay. So, yes, Lupe Fiasco put out a new song this morning, and it was very good. However, that's not what the song we're going to listen to.
No, that song is very good. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head.
But there's a new, there's a song before then.
Came out like last month. So.
Okay. Is this going to be on the new album?
No, I think I don't think so, because he's just putting them out randomly, isn't he?
So Lupe Fiasco, what he's been doing is he's been putting out a bunch of random songs that I don't think are going to be on the next album, because he does supposedly have an album coming out.
Atlantico, I'm messing around again.
Yeah, or something. I don't know what the deal is. But he's been very vocal about how unhappy he is with Atlantic, so this might just be them like getting their last digs in at him.
I think this is last album with them anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah. And then he can go and do whatever he wants.
And then when the Lupe goes independent, oh boy, we're going to hear some things.
Yeah, I think we're getting a taste of that right now. He's just dropping random things. So oh, he dropped the things. Song that came out on Friday morning, and then the song before that was a song called, well, it was named after a cat for us.
Yes, a cat. Not in Boots, though.
No. It's not called Mr. Boots.
No.
And so I thought we would...
critique it.
Yeah,
Or try and decode it anyway.
Yes, it's such a mad flow and so good and so fun to listen to. However, I don't know what the fuck Lupe Fiasco was saying this week.
What? Huh.
All right, so we start off with the classic, huh.
What is Which that? Is fine, because, you know, that's what he does.
That is his signature. It is like letting you know that, okay, Lupe Fiasco is about to begin busting on this mic.
What say?
I don't know what that
means.
Oh.
I know what that means.
I know what that means. What do I know what that means?
Lord have mercy, Lago's waiting on the nigga at the end when the time comes. Get the drop on the weak spot like it's too much water in the teapot.
All right.
What?
So...
I decoded from that something about water and a teapot.
I understood up until he started talking about tea, and then he lost me. I don't know anything about tea.
Neither do I. I don't drink tea, so I don't know.
I've already lost you, Lupe. Let's see if I can catch back up with you.
No hand, my saligo's on the poor nigga. They adore the event of war down for us on the doors of the door, niggas. Does the Lord like to think of war winners and the war winners of rewards? And the order or in this ain't the pure chemist, so the form in this can be raw, and it's like the porn business. King.
Yeah.
Breathe, Lupe,
You need to breathe. You need to stop. You need to gather your thoughts.
And put them in a clear, concise...
Yeah. Please have some decorum.
Mr. Fiasco.
Yeah. And form your thoughts into a thesis and three supporting paragraphs.
Please. Yes, and I want your bibliography.
At the end, yes, and footnote citations.
The king till it's in the porn hitters. If it goes, half a million souls, so the souls don't go. In the end, will it go to the porn business? You ain't doing nothing with it. Let a nigga get it for the low, 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 low.
Okay, this is one of my favorite parts, because I don't know what he does, but it sounds fucking cool.
In the Philippines, eating chicken wings, mother with a do-ro-ro-ro-ro-ro. Rock those fiascos, vocals, locos, like a cholo-lo-lo-lo. Gadget, go-go-go-go-go, ratchet, ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. Santa, ho-ho-ho-ho-ho. KC, jo-jo-jo-jo-jo, brown skin brother.
I don't know why I like that
line. Is he just saying words now?
I think he just gave up. I guess a rapper, he just gave up on actually saying things and just went... Let's
find things that rhyme.
Let's just yell things. The verse is almost over. Let's just finish. Let's come on.
Let's just get it out of the way. Come on now.
Pick it up tomorrow, guys. Like, I think that's what that was. Wow.
Mm.
The Fed box said the hell, little nigga, literally from us. X that these young black males wouldn't drive if you give them trucks. Nick. What? I don't give them. Give them.
What a well done chorus. So articulate and just
well mannered.
It's a very polite, courteous chorus. Listen to this, man. It is art. Twitter.
There's now,
more artistic.
I think if we decode this song, I think he's talking about all those people that have been, how can we say, not very friendly to Mr. Fiasco on Twitter.
Yeah, I think he's talking about just the
people that he has he opened back has he opened his Twitter back up
I
again.
Think, I think he has reopened it.
Oh, I miss those days when Lupe would close his Twitter because he would say the most random stuff.
I know. I felt like I was part of a very special club.
I know.
I think what he's talking about though is just the internal struggle that must enrage inside someone who harass as a rapper on Twitter. And
indeed.
And just
they must be very afraid or you know, yeah. very insecure about themselves.
And the questioning of character that must occur.
Yes. Or he's just calling them idiots.
That too. Yeah. I wish I could write a rap song about people on Twitter.
We're going to for the My Leg mixtape, remember?
Oh yeah. I forgot about that.
The My Leg mixtape. Well, now what's going to come first? That or Detox?
That's something that we should have people take bets on.
Indeed.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we can like record the My Leg mixtape as part of hashtag West Coast Wispy.
West Wispy. Mm.
Could be a thing that we do.
We'll do it live. We'll have studio sessions, everything.
Yeah. We'll film it. We'll make a documentary. We'll have Laura Sykes.
See, we're all about the documentary. When Dez and Faraz were.
And we'll have Laura Sagers.
No, we'll have a pretend fight with like creative differences. One of us will walk out.
You used to be about the music, Faraz. Now you're about the not music part.
Hang on a second. Wouldn't it be the other way around? Because I'm the critical one about everything.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Dez used to encourage all these creative endeavors of mine. Now you're just shooting them down so you can make poppy crap.
How dare you? I'm offended.
And I'd grab a baseball and just go home.
You have a baseball there?
There'll just be one lying around. I just grab it and walk out.
There you go, man.
And I can really say I took my ball and went home.
You did? Oh, my God. I'm losing my voice nowadays.
Mm.
There was another verse to this song. It was very good.
Which was awesome, wasn't it? The second verse is wonderful.
Shall we pick it apart or shall we tell people to just experience it, man?
I think we should try and decode it because I think there's a lot said.
All right, let's figure this next verse out. This first verse was practice, man. This is where shit gets real.
Lupe's just warming up at that point.
Yeah.
Remember, he was just saying words.
Yeah, oh, man. You thought he was on point then. This is like a whole new level of on point.
Oh, you're done with that.
Right. But first, the eloquent verse. Damn it.
Okay. I think one more time, hang on. Yeah.
I should have pointed out that this song had explicit content. I forgot to mention.
You're listening to this show, I think they know.
Yeah.
Residue, what?
That's
right. Awesome.
That was awesome. I don't know what happened there, but it was awesome.
I think Lupe, you know, did someone, the CD was skipping as they were making it, and then he just kind of left it in.
you really think they're recording with CDs in 2014?
Just don't ruin my old school thinking, all right?
Law, please forgive me for the sin and sinning, please forgive me for the snitching to the law. Open and forbidden, scissors to the ribbon.
He snitched to the Lord?
How do you snitch to the Lord? Doesn't the Nord, like, the Lord watch everything?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
You don't got to snitch. You snitch the Lord, and the Lord's just going to be like, dude, I know. Like, why are you
telling
me?
I was there.
You were there.
The thing was there.
That guy from that one movie about that one thing, he was there.
He was there, too. Everyone was there.
I'm the Lord. I should know who this movie guy is, but I don't.
Yeah, he's the Lord. He can tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't watch movies. I don't think the Lord watches movies. I don't
know. Well, he knows what's going to happen.
That's true. He wrote it.
He can tell us.
He wrote all movies.
Yeah. He can tell us what happened.
Yeah. He's just gonna tell us what happened.
Tell me when I feel him open up the ceiling, niggas start tripping, open up the floor. Trap like Indiana Jones, looking for a map that I sketched on the back of one of my raps under my hat. Coffin is the cousin to the bed that's under my back. Dreams.
That's a great line, by the way. Coffin is the bed. That's awesome.
That is
a sleeping man.
That is alive. That was. This is like
very profound.
The his rapping is on point, and also the beat is like swelling into something awesome.
Yeah,
like this song works for me. It fucking works for me.
Except the first verse, because I still don't know what he was on about.
The chorus doesn't really work for me,
but the rest of the song does.
The rest of the song pretty much. That's one of my favorites.
But he doesn't have a bank.
He doesn't need a bank for us. He you think Lupe Fiasco trusts the government?
No. Monster. He doesn't trust anybody. He doesn't even trust himself.
Mattress full of money, monster under that. That's fucking gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Is the monster protecting the money?
Maybe. I think that's
or is the money protecting the monster?
That's up to us to interpret, I think.
Mm.
Perhaps the monster is being paid.
Indeed.
Perhaps he is paranoid and is the monster symbolizes government intervention.
Ah.
Yeah, you see?
He's protecting it from the Illuminati. Yeah. Illuminati, Des. Oh,
there we go. That's it. That has to be it.
Yep. Hashtag Illuminati.
That's intense. Comfort for the weak, sleep for the whack. Party while you slumber. Tell the money, come and jump in my sack. Niggas want to exercise. Exercise. IXI. Ain't no jump in my jack. If I lift an arm, I'ma lift a car. Nigga, that's a gun in my lap. Hurdle to the tire.
Whoa. Who's he suddenly? Arnold Schwarzenegger? He's going to lift a car with one arm?
He's here. He needs to explore other avenues for us. And I think
obviously Lupe Fiasco has been in the gym.
He's been working out.
He's going to be the man with the largest arms in the world.
Yeah, man. I don't think I've heard like Lupe do something this tight and put together since Enemy of the State.
Yeah, I love that mixtape. Yeah,
that was such an amazing mixtape.
I love the way he did it too, because it was like a tape. Like he just let it go. It was just like one MP3.
Yeah, he just let it. Yeah, it's like listening to. Yeah, you're right. Like listening to a cassette tape. It was awesome. I was listening to it the other day again too. I still don't understand why he put a commercial at the end of it. That was weird. But okay, like it's fine. You do you.
The mixtape was worth it.
You do like 22 minutes of straight up gold, and then you give me a commercial. I'm not gonna be mad about that.
Fine. At least it was at the end, not the beginning, though.
Yeah. Into the middle. That'd be great.
Yeah. We'll pause this mixtape for a commercial.
It's like our documentary in the middle of it. Like,
yeah.
In a world where we interrupt Lupe Fiasco. This is our fucking podcast. I don't know.
We at thingsdesksays.net sponsor this podcast, this mixtape.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Wonderful.
I think that's how Lil Jon sounds when he's like turned down.
When he's turned down?
Yeah. He's just like, there's like, hey, John, do you want to go get pizza? And he's just like, yeah.
Okay. Fire, I'm a flyer, take you under my flap. Is he going nuts? Is he going bolts? Nope, going bolts. Nigga, okay. You run out there.
What to say?
He so ran out of lyrics.
He just lost. He's like, wait, where was I going? I'll just drop the N-word a couple times and they'll never know. The white people will never know. I'm just gonna.
This song is for the white people anyway. Black people don't listen to this.
They won't know. They're just saying I'm trying to enhance my street cred or something. That's. Oh, I love this song. I just figure you gon' be a nigga,
why? And since niggas is faster than a white folks.
He just figured.
I mean, what if you're not one?
Well, according to Lupe, you are.
But I'm not, though, and neither are you.
Well, maybe he knows something that we don't.
Hey, we all descended from Africa, apparently, so, you know.
I don't know, life and stuff.
Evolution and whatnot. On a track, white folks, tightrope, like Bope. I could be a sprinting nigga, Nick Willenda running over rap.
Alright, you need to calm down, Lupe. You need to settle down right now.
Take it easy.
I know there are a lot of I words out there that you can rhyme, but it doesn't
every
mean...
Every single one of them, yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't mean you have to go through the dictionary and like highlight the words that you want and then just like put them into a line of words.
Oh no, I wonder what dictionary he does use. I wonder if he uses a thesaurus.
I think he's a Webster kind of guy.
You don't think he uses the Collins and Harper one?
I don't know. I don't even know who they are. Fuck those guys.
Oxford Dictionary?
It's all about Webster, man.
Yeah, they have such words as smackdown in their dictionary.
They do, don't they? I think they also have muggle in there.
Hmm.
Yeah. For the Harry Potter fans. By the way, we'll get to that in a second. Actually, we're done. This is the chorus.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to hear the rest of that. You pretty much know how it goes from now on.
They're doing Harry Potter spinoffs for us. I know how excited you are about this.
Yay!
I love Harry Potter. I'm very happy that we are now going to get spinoffs. How dare you? That's terrible.
Okay. Anyway, tell me about these spin-offs.
Well, they decided to do Harry Potter spin-offs, I think, because...
Is it written by Miss Rowling?
It is. It's going to be looking at the Magical Beasts, which is like a textbook that they have in Hogwarts. So this is going to be like from the point of view of the guy who wrote this textbook. So
not the evil guy who was in the second book, the blonde-headed fella.
No. He was actually Lord Voldemort.
The blonde-headed fella?
Yeah, Tom Riddle, right? Is that what you're talking
about? No, I'm talking about the what's his name? Anders Lockhart or something stupid.
Oh, no, not that guy. No.
What name is that anyway? Anders Lockhart. Lockhart?
It's British for us. British people are weird.
I've never heard the surname Lockhart before. Neidhart, but not Lockhart.
It sounds British. Anyway, this is going to be from that point of view. So I like it because they're not going to like touch the characters that have been established in Harry Potter. They're going to take.
So is it a prequel?
It's basically a prequel. Because Harry Potter, there's so many parts of the universe. Like, you don't even have to do Harry Potter with Harry Potter. You know, there's like so.
Why don't they touch on the other people's lives? Like, just characters that I know off the top of my head. Why don't you do a biography on Neville Longbottom?
There needs to be a Neville Longbottom movie.
Yeah. Or the twins, whatever they were called.
Yeah,
They were twins, weren't they?
Yeah, Fred and George go to White Castle. Right?
Oh, or they go to Las Vegas?
What's a burger place in England that's popular?
They could go to Tinseltown.
Yeah. Fred and George go to Tinseltown. That would be fucking gold, man.
Send them to Vegas.
Yes. They went to Vegas for their 21st birthday. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Great story. We could do
documentary. Oh, they can make it like a mockumentary.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, this is Spinal Tap?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be so perfect. Except...
Like, New Jack City.
Fred Drescher didn't need to be in it, though.
No.
That'd be great. Fred and George go to...
They can make a Hermione one when she goes to university.
Yeah,
she's still the nerdiest person in the room.
Of course, that would make perfect sense.
All the nudes, all the nerds, trying. Dude, you're that girl who changed the world.
Dude, she's like magic and stuff, dude.
Dude, she doesn't look like us. She's all pretty and shit.
And shit. Anyway, those are gonna. I think the first one's 2016. It's gonna be trilogy, which I think is a little excessive.
But... So that means another movie, another three movies.
Yes, another three movies.
Okay.
Good.
But they're textbooks. How can you make a movie about textbooks?
It's from the point of a guy who, from the point of view of the guy who wrote the textbook. And the textbook is all about, like, monsters and mythical creatures. So I'm guessing the movie's just going to be about, like, him going on adventures.
Is he going to meet those spider thingies?
Perhaps. Perhaps he will. I hope there will be.
What are they called? Spider thingies? They're called spider thingies, right?
Yeah, I think they're just called spider thingies.
You know what I'm on about, right?
Yeah, the giant spiders from the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all my references are from the second one.
Is that the only movie you've watched for us?
Parts of.
I like that one a lot, though, to be honest. It was good.
And then there was that dog that the big dude had.
The three-headed dog?
No, the big dude, the big dog.
He did have a dog. Fang the dog.
Yeah, him.
I remember Fang the dog. I'm a nerd. I need friends. All right.
I maintain to this day, and I've got abuse just this week on Twitter about it. I have not read one single book. I have them.
They're great.
I have them. I have them narrated by one Stephen Fry, but I haven't read them.
If Stephen Fry reads it to you, it's amazing. He is like the British Morgan Freeman.
So are you telling me I should read these books?
I think you should. They are amazing.
Maybe I will read them for West Coast Wispy.
We will read them together. I need to reread them.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to be explaining all the plot lines? I'm just going to be like, there's what happens now. I'm bored.
That sounded really weird. Let's read them together.
I'm going to be like, yeah, okay. So he does this now. When's a swerve?
Let me tell you. There are swerves and then there are swerves for us.
As far as I know, there is a big swerve at the end.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
Kind of pissed me off, but yeah, there's a swerve at the end.
Don't most swerves piss you off, though?
It's true. Some swerves I'm just like, yeah, I got swerved. Fuck yeah. But this is more like, oh, I got swerved. They should make a movie called You Just Got Swerved.
Got swerved. Oh, no. That's a prank show.
That's okay.
On MTV.
That's fine.
Johnny Knoxville can host it. Randomly.
He just got swerved.
Yeah.
Is
that movie You Got Swerved?
Yeah, it's a dance movie.
There you go. We just made the comedy movie. You Got Swerved.
You Got Swerved.
Starring
Ashton Kutcher.
Jesus.
I don't know. He's the only person I can think of off the top of my head.
Starring Jamie Foxx.
Oh.
He can do comedy. He was a stand-up comic before in his previous life.
Yeah, that's true. He has his own comedy channel on the satellite radio.
Yeah, he was a stand-up comic and was a big contributor to the show that was in Within Living Color.
And by the way, I learned recently, you know, who also is a stand-up comic before becoming a superstar was the guy who does the voice of Goofy for Disney now.
Really?
Yeah, he was a stand-up comic.
See, okay, let me have a problem. I have a problem with Disney and their portrayal of characters, right?
All
right. Me and Mickey have a beef.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't think Mickey's all that, to be honest.
Okay.
Same with Goofy. I don't think they're all that. It's all about Donald.
Donald is
the man.
Donald is all that. That is a fact. He's also on the carton of orange juice I drink.
Is he?
Yeah.
See, I think Donald gets a fair. Doesn't get a fair. He doesn't get fair representation.
They keep ducking him, man.
Yeah, man. Indeed. indeed, they do. They keep ducking him. Now, I want to start a campaign to get more Donald onto the. I want a Donald Duck movie. I want another one.
I want a Donald and Daffy.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Why isn't that happening yet? Yeah, the duck movie.
Yeah.
You also,
what about ducks?
You can have the Mighty Ducks in there if you want. I mean,
No, none of that. None of that Mighty Ducks nonsense.
You can have the return of Scrooge McDuck. Do you remember Scrooge McDuck?
Scrooge McDuck.
I love that shit, man. That is my bread and butter.
Scrooge McDuck was awesome. Have the three nephews in there if you want.
Yeah, man. Do what you want, man. Like, this is Disney.
But if they mess up, then I'm just going to make sure I'm going to put all their duck feathers in my pillow.
What about you just get a new duvet for us?
No, prickly quill bits and all that. Stabby shit and burny stuff. I will retell that story one day.
That's a good story to tell. I had a story. Oh, I had a story to tell.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out.
What did you wear?
We were a couple nights ago. We were out and we did a show and then we decided to hang out for a little bit, and it was a couple of us, and it was like four of us, and we were just like engaging in
discourse.
Yeah, in discourse. One of my friends is getting pretty wound up on certain chemicals and whatnot.
Was he inebriated?
It was worse than that. There are drugs that I am afraid to try.
Are we talking Michael Higginbottom level?
Actually, probably more like Jeff Hardy stuff.
I think they're on the same thing, pretty much, Des.
Well, no, I think Jeff was doing some different stuff, and I think that's enough.
You have read this for Michael's book. It's the only reference I could think. All right, Robin Williams, there, happy?
Yeah, I'll explain it to you more later. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're sitting there, and he's talking to all of us, right? He's like giving us, I forgot what he was saying, but it was a comment directed at all of us.
You get life lessons.
Yeah. And then in the middle of his comment to all of us, he stops and he looks directly at the guy next to me. Directly. He went from having a full conversation to everyone in the room.
One-on-one.
To just like directly to this person. And
everyone else vanished in the room.
Yeah. Yeah. And he just goes, "We should go camping." And I think he thought that he was still talking to all of us, but he was not. And so it was very weird.
And awkward.
That story was a lot funnier in my head, but it was...
No, it's great. Funny, because you can just feel the vibe around the room go, huh?
What? That comment was not for us.
We should go camping.
It was so casual, and just, it was great.
He looked directly in the eye and was all serious.
We should go camping. Let's go camping. We'll light a fire.
See, okay, we'll discuss this more on the Halloween show, but I have this beef with campers and horror movies, because... Mm. Every camping movie where they break, why do they split up? Why?
Because
it's a cliche.
Because it's funnier that way.
No, because they're stupid.
It's because they need to make the movie last 90 minutes for us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but Scooby Doo. Oh yeah, they did split up in Scooby Doo, didn't they?
Yeah, stupid Scooby mystery people.
Did you enjoy Scooby Doo as a child?
I did. I was a big fan of it, actually.
But you were more of the new adventures of Scooby-Doo, right? With Scrappy and them.
No, I really didn't like Scrappy. I like the old ones that they would show on the
Scooby
Boomerang.
Scooby Dumb and them?
On Boomerang, which was like our old school cartoon channel.
I love Boomerang.
Yeah, Boomerang was awesome. You know what makes me feel old as shit? They're now showing Pokemon on Boomerang.
It's only 1999, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes me feel
like
a grandfather.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Wow. You just wait. They're going to start showing things like real monsters on Boomerang soon.
Wild Thornberries.
Doug.
I love Doug.
I love Doug.
Cartoon Network should just buy all the old cartoons from everyone else.
Yeah. Doug was awesome. Really bad animation, but really good cartoons.
I love Doug. It's on Amazon Prime, by the way, if you want to watch it on Amazon Prime, which you could sign up to and get 30 free days if you use the affiliate link at thingsdezsays.net. See what we did there? I may not be totally in the right mind to do a podcast, but I can still work a plug-in.
And even if you don't like Doug, you'll love the name Patty Mayonnaise because it's just funny.
It is funny. And Pork Chop the Dog. All right.
Pork Chop the Dog.
We got a couple stories here that I wanted to do. Story number one, right out the gate, I sent this to you on Monday because I thought it was just too great. There's a parrot, okay? Wrap your head around this. We're in England now.
And okay, so we're in England now. Now we're in England. Oh, hi, I'm home.
Hello. Oh, very good. All right, so we have a parrot, and he
you
lives.
Just say, all right, all right,
all right, all right. We have the. So the parrot is British, I guess. The bird himself speaks in a British accent, which is fucking awesome. First of all, we need more birds that have accents. That would be fucking awesome.
So the bird's talking like this right now. All right, mate, how you doing?
How are you? Hi. Yeah. Some
like, I'm a cockney bird. I'm going to talk like this.
How about some sayings and crackers?
Wait, does it say where in England they were?
I don't know. I can't find the story now. I'm just going off the headline.
Okay. Yeah, because if it was like a bird in the east of London and we talking like this, all right, mate, yeah. At the apples and pears, go up the stairs, you know. You're having a bubble bath, mate. You're having a laugh, ain't ya? Talk like that.
Yeah.
So, and then if it feels like in the west of London, hello, hi, hello, old chap, how are you? Yes. I'm going to articulate my feelings toward this bird seed, yes.
Shall I compare the bird seed to a summer's day?
I'm going to compare this bird seed to the bird seed that I had when I was just a mere young bird. Yes. It wasn't as tasty, unfortunately. You need to do better, dear master. Yes.
All right.
Dez is gone.
So this.
I can continue. It's fine. No. You can do all kinds of regional accents. So if it's if the bird will be talking like this, I'm going to have some fish and chips. I am.
Okay. No. The story advances. Okay. So the bird, I guess he runs away or he.
How does a bird run away? He flies away, right?
Okay, yes.
Just gets up and walks away. Hey, bye.
Like, goodbye. Hello. I'll see you later. It's the weakest leg bird.
Gets up on his two legs and just walks off.
He fucking skateboards away. Like,
he just waddles away.
I'll see you later.
And catches a 253 bus out of town.
Well, I'll be back for dinner time. All right. Hello. Tea time, whatever it is, British people.
Where's my keys? Yes.
The bird couldn't leave because he couldn't find his keys. That's why he was there for so long.
Yeah.
He's like, bloody hell, if only I had...
That blackguard hid my keys.
If only I could clap and then I would know where my keys are.
Yes.
I don't know what accent that was at all. So the bird flies away or something, or maybe he gets kidnapped, I don't know. Bird-napped. And
it's a very serious offense, by the way, don't do it.
He's gone for like 6 months, and then somehow he returns.
Oh, it's a homing it's a homing parrot.
Ah, that might be what it is, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. I love homing parrots.
Great. Yeah. He knows where his home is, man. That's all he knows, though.
Home is where the bird seed is, apparently.
Fact. So he returns home, and now he speaks Spanish. First of all, what an amazing animal. 6 months, and he learned Spanish.
It's a multilingual bird. He can speak parrot, English, and Spanish.
He's
changed
out.
His accent.
Yeah. He's like, hello, how are you?
And hello, like, how are you? Yes.
And now he's like, ¿Dónde están los burritos?
Before he came home, he had his beak in the air and was all snotty and whatnot.
And now he has his beak in a bottle of Dos Equis. He's like, hi. Hello.
All he wants is nachos.
Yeah, fuck. Me and that bird get along, dude.
All that bird wants is nachos.
All the bird wants now is guacamole on his bird seat. He's like,
guacamole and nachos. Wants to watch soccer all the time.
He was at the World Cup. That's what
he's supporting
so
Spain and Mexico, yeah. But then...
He just yells goal all the time. Like the owner?
All he watches is Telemundo on TV.
I would be surprised if, like, tomorrow we get a news report and it's like the parrot was kicked out of the apartment because the owner got tired of how every time he would, like, put something in the trash can, the bird would yell, goal!
His new hero was Che Guevara. He came home with a Che Guevara tattoo on his beak.
He doesn't drink tea anymore. He drinks horchata.
Yes.
What a
all the bird wants to do is listen to a Model Technique now because he's an angry Spanish bird. Ah,
and Morrissey, because apparently yeah. Mexicans love Morrissey.
Yeah. Model Technique and Morrissey.
What a playlist.
Oh, man.
I just knocked down my bottle. What a playlist, man.
Starts singing Goldes, but just quoting a Model Technique's lyrics in Spanish that's really angry. Anytime he sees Barack Obama on the TV, he just shouts, Revolucion!
That's a great bird, man. I hope that bird's doing
awesome,
right.
Bird.
Yeah. I hope that bird downloaded our podcast.
We just pushed the bird so hard. He's going to go over that bird.
Oh, yeah. That bird's going to be a star.
Did you get a movie deal?
The bird movie.
Ah. Oh.
I don't know what we would call that.
It's one of the Oh, he that bird should go into schools and teach like little kids Spanish.
he has to take a test first, and he passes it with flying colors.
Yeah, oh, see,
yeah,
look,
see, because he's a bird.
Yeah,
yeah.
He has to do like he has to take all the you know the regulations. He has to do child protection. You know, gosh, make sure his beak isn't sharp enough so he doesn't poke anybody.
There you go.
Yeah, all these things. Be flying around. Oh, wouldn't he be a great hall monitor? The bird just flying around there.
You can't get anything past this guy. He watches you like a hawk.
Indeed.
Except he's a parrot.
Except he's a parrot. You know, they all have the same sort of instincts.
Yeah, that's just similar. All right.
If he takes a pack lunch and all it is worms.
That's gross. Oh, man. All right.
I love that bird. That bird is awesome. I want to go meet that bird if he's still here.
I hope he is.
Try and get an interview.
He may have been deported.
Why? Because he speaks Spanish? We're not you.
You're not Arizona. I'm sorry.
We're not America. We don't just deport someone because they speak Spanish.
We don't do that too. And that's yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do. Unless they're Cuban, in which case they guaranteed asylum.
Yeah, but who wants to be a Cuban bird?
I feel like that bird will be kind of food deprived and whatnot. He'd get excellent medical care though.
Speaking of being food deprived,
oh jeez,
this next story that you sent me for us from the BBC. I love when you send me BBC stories because I get to read them in a British accent.
The headlines are always awesome, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're great. This is the headline for the BBC article you sent me. Tourist locked inside Waterstones bookshop uses Twitter to be freed.
The power of social media strikes again.
I suppose so. What did he say on Twitter? Help! Hashtag trapped in bookstore. Like, that trends. Like, there's so many people trapped in
bookstores.
Hashtag
bookstore.
Because everyone is in a bookstore. First of all,
hashtag
I didn't know
trapped,
they were...
hashtag bookstore. First of all, how did you not notice the lights and stuff were going out?
And also, I didn't know you had bookstores in England still.
Of course we have bookstores.
Oh, you know why? Because he was from Texas. That's what makes this so perfect. Yes. David Willis.
I bet he was in the cowboy and western section as well.
Oh, I bet he was eating a fucking cheeseburger. He's just like, yeah, man.
The only problem is his name wasn't Red. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
He was looking for books, the ones with the pictures in them, you know? He's like, all right, man.
And he put every book that had a brown-looking person or a black-looking person, he just put them down straight away.
First of all, this is like the little description before the story begins. And like they needed to, the BBC, had like they felt compelled to tell you immediately from the very beginning that this man is from Texas. Like two words in, David Willis from Texas was
See,
locked.
The BBC know. The BBC just know.
I love
they
it.
They just know.
He was locked inside the Trafalgar Square branch.
Trafalgar Square is like a big, massive, like it's like the central square in London.
Okay.
That's where all the pigeons are, apparently. It's like where the House of Commons and all that shit is.
Right. An American tourist found himself locked inside a London Waterstones bookshop for 2 hours after it closed while he was still browsing, it says here for us. He was still browsing.
Let's decode this, right? If they were in fact closing the store, you'd assume they turn lights and stuff off.
That is what I think they would do, but it's England, so I have no idea.
Well, they wouldn't just leave the lights on. What about the electricity bill?
I don't know. You guys are weird. You guys do weird things, all right? I don't know. You don't know you guys. You guys drink tea and shit.
Oh, well, I don't.
All right.
Anyway.
David
Especially, how's he browsing in the dark? That's awesome. Yeah, but what? He was using an iPhone, in, like a light?
He had a torch. He's from Texas, dude. He's fucking walking around with a torch all the time.
I wonder if I had the power of a million candles.
David Willis from Texas got trapped in the branch in Trafalgar Square on Thursday night, because that's important. Police were called after he let people know of his situation on Twitter.
Why didn't he call the police first?
Why didn't he Snapchat the police? At police. Help me.
Metropolitan Police. It's Trafalgar Square. That place is teeming with police.
Oh my god.
Oh, see, you know what you needed? You needed that gangster dog.
That's right. He would have sniffed him out.
He would have sniffed it out.
Yeah, he would have saved him. Probably would have given him a piggyback ride to like the nearest place for shelter and food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man. I was there one time. I was on a high and I forgot that they were closing the store down. So I know how it feels, man. He would have given him all kinds of sympathy.
Yeah, man. It's cool, man. You don't got to worry about this. Happens to the best of us, man. You'll be fine.
Yeah, don't worry about it. He would have been like a sympathetic dog.
Yeah, he would. When he was finally released, he tweeted, "I'm free."
It's like he was fighting ISIS in Syria. I'm free.
I'm free.
Like one of those things where, why would he tweet "I'm free"? It's like he was locked in there for years. It was 2 hours.
Wow, that's amazing.
This is why we make fun of you people.
So his response to being lost was, "Let's take a selfie." That's what it says here. He took a picture and he put it on Instagram. "I'm trapped. I'm going to take a selfie." That is what our generation has become, Faraz. That is what...
Instead of using your logic, right? Instead of using logic and dialing 999 or 911, let's put it on social media.
Or even, like, instead of, like, going around looking for clues, or maybe there's, like, a murderer in there with you and you can, help save the day.
How about this, Des? How about this? How about looking for a fire escape?
Yeah, man. He said, "I'm going to take a picture of myself and put it on the internet for all my friends to see."
Or why don't you just curl up on the couch until tomorrow and read a good book?
You're in a fucking bookstore, right? Like, that would...
You know, a lot of diehard readers would die for that kind of thing. Just leave me there.
If I could be trapped anywhere, it would be a bookstore. Probably be in a bookstore.
Because you'll never be bored, firstly. You'll always find something.
Unless you've read, like, everything in existence.
Exactly. Like, of all the places to be trapped, I can think of worse places to be trapped in.
Imagine being trapped in, like, a toy store.
Oh!
That would be terrifying. Like,
that'd be kind of creepy, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like,
do you guys have? Oh yeah, you constantly do. You guys have Madame Tussauds in America, right?
The wax museums.
Yeah, that'd be scary.
That would be the worst ever.
Because you think all the statues are moving and watching?
That would not be pleasant, man. Holy Christ, that was good. All right, I think we
that
need.
That guy's
to...
an idiot, though.
Yeah,
I want to follow him and just call him an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Unfollow.
Imagine if that's how Houdini got out of things.
Put on social media.
It's like I'm trapped in a box. Somebody let me out.
That's how David Blaine does it now.
Yeah, like, "Help, I'm underwater. Like, help.
Help me. I'm drowning."
Look, here's a drowning. Here's a selfie. Selfie.
No. Hashtag drowning. Hashtag osmosis.
All right. I think we need to wrap. We're about out of time.
Are we going to do the live story about the man eating his watch?
Some dude ate his watch. I don't know. We can talk about that.
Because he was doing it was something to do with an election. If he lost, he was going to eat his watch. I wonder what kind of watch it was. Casio.
I think he's just waiting for the iWatch, so it doesn't matter. The Apple Watch, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Apple Watch. No, iWatch. iWatch.
iWatch for us.
Watch.
Wow. This show's been something, dude. I don't know.
Well, considering how you're feeling right now, I think it's been just about right.
I think I've done an adequate job.
It's not that. I think with the things that you have done today, it's a standard we expect.
Wow.
Meaning it's very trippy today.
I don't know how to take that.
It's very 1960s.
No, it's not. That was something else for us. All right, let's wrap things up. I'm at Des Delgadillo on Twitter.
Forgot his own Twitter. Hilarious.
I am the man called Des.
The man called Des. Man,
my new dream is to get that song redone, but like made the lyrics about me. And the lyrics are so generic that you don't really have to change them.
You don't even have to change them.
Just like put Des in there instead of the other fella. All right. Faraz is at
it wasn't a movie, by the way, if you ever wanted to watch it. He did a movie called Ready to Rumble. No, actually, don't watch it.
Don't watch it. At the Wisp, hashtag West Coast Wispy.
Hashtag culture my pop.
Sure. And iTunes, subscribe and leave us a review. Amazon, where we can do our affiliate link.
Hang on, let me do all these plugs, hang on, because you're struggling now. Leave us a review on iTunes. Say something nice about us. If you don't, we're just going to throw it away anyway. Go to thingsdesays.net, subscribe, do all that stuff. Go to the Amazon affiliate link. Make sure you purchase things so we get a little cutback. Yeah. The more expensive, the better, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Right?
And if you don't do that, I've just got two words for you. Piss off.